were curled up in opposite corners on the floor. I sat up on the corner of the bed where I, too, had been tightly curled. Jamia was lying behind me. I checked to see if she was breathing. Don't be stupid. Of course she's breathing. This was Christmas Day. I told myself that she would be breathing all day long. I wondered if my younger daughter, Nisa, had finished wrapping the children's gifts. I tried to lift myself from the bed slowly so that I would not wake Jamia. But as soon as I stood up, she asked, "Where are you going?" "To see if the gifts are wrapped." "Okay," she said. "Then don't go." "Don't go where?" "Don't go home." I tried not to sound alarmed, but everything she said set off bells and whistles in my mind. "I'm not going home, sweetie. I'm going downstairs." She was silent, asleep again, perhaps. Then I heard a small sigh. "Don't go." As gently as I could, I sat back on the bed. I waited to see if she would say anything else. She didn't. 6:17 a.m. When my son Damon came in the room, I realized that I had been asleep in a sitting position. "What time are you opening the gifts?" he asked. "As soon as the kids wake up. We don't have much because I never